one of the hardest things to recognize are the people and ideas that are toxic to us. That it's so hard to recognize, and it was my, you know, downfall. And I had to, it took years of people giving me clues and seeing the pattern in order to make different choices. So it started when I was 30 with my dad telling me, you know, you're surrounding yourself with the wrong people and the wrong ideas. Money doesn't buy you love or happiness. Then 6 years later, it was my best friend telling me, I don't want to go to the Masters with you because you're surrounding yourself with the wrong people and the wrong ideas. Then it was 2 weeks after that that my wife is like, I'm leaving you because you have surrounded yourself with the wrong people and the wrong ideas. And I still didn't listen when she said that. It wasn't until the next day, after I was hating everyone, that I took enough clues saying, how is it that I hate my mom, my dad, my best friend, and my wife? Because they're telling me something about the wrong people and the wrong ideas that I'm surrounding myself with. All those years, all the inputs, the people who care about me the most, genetically and energetically, your parents, your best friend, and your wife, are somehow trying to hurt you by telling you you're surrounding yourself with the wrong people or wrong ideas. Why won't you listen? That's how hard it is, Greg. And so in order to determine it is to start building the clues faster and listening and saying, these people only have my best interest in mind, and they're telling me I'm surrounding myself with the wrong people and the wrong ideas. And the best thing my wife did for me was made me fire three of my best friends from childhood. And it, but for her giving me an ultimatum, I am going to leave you. You have a decision to make, me or these three friends, your choice. Because if she didn't do that, I still would have hedged my bet and be like, oh, it's okay. And I still would have hung out with them, and I still would have ended up in the wrong places with the wrong people and the wrong ideas again. And so if you don't have people telling you that this person or people are bad or your ideas or people are toxic, then start asking the people that you know have no objective other than subjectively and objectively giving you their advice for your best interest. And listen and look for the clues on, let's say it's 3 to 5 people. I know these 3 to 5 people, they love me. So I'm going to ask them, what do you think? Is this the wrong person and the wrong ideas or the right one? And take those clues. And some people we can't, like, you can't have your best, you can't fall away from your best friends. You can't fall away from an employee that you're managing. You got to fire them. And it's hard because there's the emotional aspect that I can hedge my bet. Right, I can, you know, when she's not around, I can go ahead and go to the strip club with them. It won't hurt her. That doesn't work. You just end up in the same people, the same frequency, the same neighborhood.